בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שני בשבת קודש, לסדר האזינו, today is, let's remember, קז, זך באלול, so we're almost there. דבקות בהשם על ידי התורה, says the רמח"ל למסילת ישרים, this is big one. כתב רמח"ל בספר מסילת ישרים, הנך רואה שדרך קניית זאת המידה, או על ידי רוב הפרישה. The closer you want to get to הקדוש ברוך הוא, the further you have to get from Ta'anugi HaOlam HaZeh. They are mutually exclusive. V'ha'ayun ha'atzum b'sitrei ha'ashgacha ha'elyona u'matzponei ha'briya, the more person analyzes the deepest secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Briya, v'idi'at romemuto yitbarach u'tilotav ad sheyitdabek bo dvekut gadol, and thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor and grandeur until you feel nothing more than just an absolute connection to God Almighty, וידע לכוון מחשבתו ביותו הולך ומשתמש בדרכים ארציים כמו שהיה ראוי לכהן שהתכוון באותו שוחט הזבח ומקבל דמו וזורקו. The same thing, you know, even very mundane, seemingly mundane, materialistic, physical things should always be kind of directed towards this lofty goal of דבקות בהשם. Similar to a כהן, what's he doing? Tremendously, it seems like, tremendously physical, material things. Shechita, kabbalat adam, zrika, blood, guts, animals, whatever. And what is it? It's a korban reyach nichoach ishe la'ashem. The Kohen saw past the blood and the guts and the, you know, the gore, because it's just a means to an end. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls קרבה להשם. קורבן is also מלשון קרבה. אישי ריח ניחוח להשם. It was sweet, fragrant smelling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though, interestingly, if you stayed in the Bet HaMikdash, one of the ניסים, one of the עשרה ניסים that happened in the Bet HaMikdash, שלא נראה זבוב בבית המטבחיים לעולם, מעולם, which means a, there's never a fly there. But you better believe that there was probably smelled somewhat, right? There was a lot of butchering going on, yes? And yet, it doesn't matter what it smells like, it matters what it is. Hashem says, that is Reach Nichoach. Not only that, Rashi quotes the Midrash in the beginning of Parashat Vayikra. Which Korban is HaKadosh Baruch Hu most pleased with? Huh? Ola Ta'of. Ola Ta'of Shel Ani. Why? What do they do with Ola Ta'of? They throw almost the whole bird with the feathers and burn it on the Mizbeach. Says in Rashi HaKadosh, there's nothing that smells more foul than burning feathers. It's a terribly offensive odor. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am savea with that korban, the korban of the Ani. He couldn't afford anything more than a bird, more than all of the other korbanot. You see? Terrible natural smells, but Yishir Each Nichoach La'ashim. Understand? Now he says, עד שימשיך בזה הברכה ממנו יתברך החיים והשלום. Drawing the spiritual out of these physical actions, וזולת זה אפשר שישיג מעלה זו וישאר על כל פנים חומרי וגשמי ככל שאר בני אדם. Without this, without drawing the קדושה, cleaving to הקדוש ברוך הוא through every physical action that we do, a person will stay rough, coarse, uncouth, and physical forever. Nobody wants that. We're born physical. Our entire lives are filled with pursuits to try to break free of these physical barriers that we find ourselves in. You know, the Gemara says in Masechet Berachot that we resemble, the three ways that we resemble behemot, and three ways that we resemble malachei asharit. We're trying to break free of the behema and kind of cleave more to the malach shebanu, the neshama teora. In order to, yes, we have to go through this physical obstacle course that is olam hazeh with all of its physical and materialistic facets. But once you navigate it towards the kedusha, you're actually breaking free. If you suck out, you draw out the kedusha out of every physical action, you have now malachized angelicized yourself, as opposed to dehumanize, animalize yourself. Angelicized. Is that a word? Huh? Democrats can make up words. No. Dehumanized, right. Dehumanized. Animals matter. People less. Now, so he says, right? That's the way it goes. Now, animals first, people second. Or not at all. Now, he says, is it a Shaheen? You know, about 30 years ago, Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav Shalom, almost in every shir, he used to like pound Democrats, like bear down. And everybody's like, what is his deal? What, you know, 30, 40 years ago, Democrats, they're also, you know, not all there, but they weren't like today. You know what I'm saying? Pounded, pounded. And everybody's like, what is his deal? Why? Is it a Shaim Arurim? Is it Sidom Va'amura? If Sidom Va'amura was around today, I say all the time, if Sidom Va'amura, Adma Utsvoim were around today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not destroy them because they'd be considered tzaddikim. Relative to the Dor Shel Hayom. Huh? Why don't you ask them that? Why don't you go with your white shirt and track them down and say, why don't you just mind your own business? Don't get me, I love white shirts. Maybe we should go together. Oh, he's allowed to, yeah, that's right. Affirmative action. Yeah, anyway, he's Asian American. I'm African American. I am, don't laugh. Anyway, kids. My father was born in Africa. Anyway, kids. Hey, whatever works, you know? Anyway, but kids, sir. You're European, so you're the oppressor. Oh, how you're the oppressor? Colonizer?
I'm the colonizer.
Okay, great. Anyway, kids, sir. It's amazing how the world has been so dumbed down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria is so complex, so nuanced, so perfect, so brilliant. Shtabach Shemo Malko Shel Olam. Today, by the way, is the third day of Bereshit. Zach Be'elul, Yom Shlishi Shel Ma'aseh Bereshit. Ha'olam Nivra B'Kafeh Be'elul. Shtabach Shemo Melech Malchai Melachim. Created such a perfect universe that's so in sync. You see the Borei Yitbarach in every cell, in every atom, every neutron, molecule. It's screaming, Kal Atzmotai Tomarna Adonai Michamocha. Shtabach Shemo Melech Malchai Melachim. And they've managed to dumb it down into the stupidity of oppressed and oppressor. Zeu. En yoter mizeh. That's all it is. Everybody in this world, lions, like even in the ecosystem, lions, oppressors, deer, oppressed. You know, everything is just oppressed or oppressor. Chamorim bli sechil, bli da'at. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishtabach Shemo, how he made the Bri'ah. Oppressed and oppressor? A tree. You pick a fruit. Oppressed. You pick a carrot from the ground. I tell vegans all the time also, you know, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, whatever it is, you shouldn't be eating carrots. So what are you talking about? Can't get more vegan than that, right? A carrot, an organic carrot? I say, for every carrot that you eat, another rabbit goes to sleep hungry. Rasha! That's Democrats in a nutshell. Oppressed and oppressor. That's your musag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection? Is oppressed and oppressor? Chamorim bli sechel? That's your musagim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of God Almighty? HaKadosh Baruch Hu barat ha'olam b'sheshet yamim? That's how you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ezer Shaim. That's so, so, not deep, superficial. Ich, be deep. Ian is not something that has to do with Gemara. Ian is a way of life. You apply Ayun to Limud Gemara. You apply Ayun to Limud Halacha. You apply Ayun to Limud Musar. And you apply Ayun to things that happen to you when you formulate your opinions and your Hashkafot of life. Ayun is not Gemara. Ayun is a way of life. Apply your Ayun equally across all fronts, Rabotai. Don't be a Democrat. Yom Tov.